Meadow Mornings on WRHI.
.7 on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We are looking at 64 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden. Patty Mercer has the day off. We want to say hello to our listeners on AM 1340. Those listening on the free WRHI app, you can download that app right now. Also, those watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103 and Facebook Live right now. A Rock Hill veteran is receiving a new roof. This is through Habitat for Humanity and Merit Roofing. And so we're going to catch up with these two great organizations to learn more about it. We've got Chris Merritt with Merit Roofing and Ben Gare with Habitat for Humanity. And good morning to you guys.
Good morning.
All right, Ben, let's start with you, kind of set up what's going on today.
Sure.
And how this all came about.
Well, you know, we do a lot of work with veterans, and Owens Corning has a program called the Roof Deployment Program that serves specifically veterans. And so they will provide all the materials today. And Chris and his crew is going to provide the labor for this roof replacement. And we're out there serving U.S. veteran Mr. Jerome Thompson. And so I know the crew is already out there. They've got the roof stripped off. They're probably halfway through putting it on by now. So they're very, very efficient. But we're incredibly grateful to Owens Corning and to Chris and his crew, Merit Roofing, for supporting Habitat and supporting the veterans that we're able to serve. So,
oh, well, we love that. So, Chris, kind of bring us up to speed a little bit about this program and how you got involved.
Well, the Roof Deployment Program project is where Habitat for Humanity and Owens and Corning reach out to the local community, and they find a need for a local for a local veteran. And so in Habitat makes sure that those needs are met. And so we're a platinum preferred contractor with Owens and Corning. And so Habitat finds areas where those and Owens Corning finds areas where platinum contractors work. And then we were asked about 6 months ago, would you like to be part of this project? And I'm like, absolutely. We were already doing some charity work on our own, and being in the Platinum Preferred program with Owens and Corning, and Scott Galinas, who is the area service manager for Owens Corning, has been a big part of my success. And I'm like, you know, when I found out a veteran was involved, my father's a Vietnam veteran. Mm-hmm. My great-grandmother was in the WACS, the Women's Army Corps, and both of my grandparents are veterans, my uncles. And so when he mentioned that, I was like, I'm going to be upset if I'm not the contractor. and so I was telling Ben before this, the one thing that gets me excited, and I really look forward to these days, and we're really excited to help Mr. Thompson, and we're thrilled to be a part of this.
So let's talk about the roofs that you're putting on in today's time. Probably the average homeowner looks up and sees that the roof looks great, there's no leaks, and they move on about their day. Mm-hmm. What kind of shingles are put on homes now? What does that process look like? What kind of shingles will Mr. Thompson get? Walk us through what that process looks like today.
So when it started, we went out and looked at Mr. Thompson's roof. We as we do on any inspection, we jumped in the attic, we walked around the house, we do a top-down inspection. He had a three-tab, 20-year shingle on his roof at the time. So what we're going to do is we're going to tear the shingles off down to the plywood. We're going to evaluate the roof decking to make sure that we've got a good substrate to nail to. We're going to install synthetic felt, not the old tar paper that we did back in the late 80s, back when I had a lot more hair. And then we're going to put a limited lifetime Owens Corning laminated shingle on there, which is, in layman's terms, is an architectural shingle. Looks really nice. In the South, it gets really cold and it gets really hot. And so the average lifespan of that roof is somewhere around 30 to 40 years. Some shingles last longer than that. Some don't. It really just depends on the ventilation.
Well, so there's that going on. And then, Ben, through Habitat, I know you all hope to do how many, like, rehab projects like this?
Or? Well, 30 repair projects this year. So some are roofs, some are HVAC, some are electrical, some are exterior painting, decks, things like this that need to be repaired. And in addition to that, we're going to be building 4 homes this year. So creating home buying opportunities for qualified families. As you know, we work with low-income folks, making 30 to 60% of the area median income, which translates to about $20,000 to $35,000 based on family size and whatnot. So they can't participate in the, you know, traditional real estate market. There's no way that they would qualify for any type of a loan. And as we all know, housing costs are going up tremendously. Rent costs are going up tremendously. And what we really do with this program is we're supporting families and children, seniors and veterans. And and we couldn't do it without great partners like Merit Roofing, Owens Corning, and a ton of other companies and faith communities and businesses, civic and service organizations that are supporting Habitat in just a tremendous way. So,
yeah, Ben, talking about house prices, I mean, what do they say? If you sell your house, you better know where you're going to end up going, because this is the housing market that we're in now. With Habitat, with these repair projects, I assume you all found that these people love their homes. You are attached to your home. It just needed a little more TLC.
Right.
And over time, you know, it just starts to snowball. So
exactly. The challenge is that so many of these seniors and veterans, they're on fixed incomes, so they can't afford. I don't know what the roof would cost. If you were to go out and do this roof for this gentleman, but it's probably $10,000.
7 to 10 probably on this. Okay. Closer to 10 because it has 2 layers and there's extra fees involved with that.
So if you're living on Social Security or a small pension, where are you going to come up with $10,000? Right. And so a lot of families, they let it go. And unfortunately, it ends up destroying the house. Mm. Water is the most destructive thing on any home. So... And again, we're always looking for new partners. We're incredibly grateful that Chris has stepped up, and I know he's motivated because of the family that's being served, the veteran, and he's got a long history. His family has a long history of serving this country, and he's continuing to serve those who served us and kept us safe.
2 great organizations. You've got Chris Merritt with Merritt Roofing, as well as Ben Gare with Habitat for Humanity, happening right now in Rock Hill. A veteran, York County veteran, Jerome Thompson, is getting a new roof installed. This is taking place on Hagen Street. And we can't say thank you guys enough for your just hard work and making sure that people continue to live out the American dream of owning and maintaining their homes. That's fantastic. Well, all right. Happy building today.
Yep. Yeah, thank you so much.